Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Okay, it is 9:06 Eastern Time, 8:06 Central Time back in Arkansas. We're here at SEC Media Days. Great to have Joe Klein.
Sure
great to have Joe Klein early this morning.
Yep.
I appreciate him and Corky's. And Roger and Christian are holding down the fort back there. I'll be back tonight. And Roger will be at Maumelle Country Club for Moses Moody golf tournament along with Steph Curry and
is that that tournament you're doing?
John Daly joins us, been hanging out with us along with Trey Schaap. Moses got the golf tournament at Maumelle Country Club, and Steph's going to be out there playing. And have you had a chance to meet Steph Curry? Been around him?
I haven't, I know he loves golf. He's
I was going to say pretty good. And of course
John will be back in September.
Yeah, your tournament. Yeah.
Duke and Hazard.
Duke and Hazard.
You still have spots open for that, right?
A few, yes.
How do people find that? To call Ken? Maumelle. Is it Maumelle, right?
Maumelle Country Club.
Same place where Moses is playing tomorrow. Yep. Roger will be out there on the course tomorrow. I do want to thank, and John was nice enough to say, even though he normally does on Tuesday with us, Honda of Russellville wanted to thank them, and they are the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas and the third largest dealer in the U.S. So HondaOfRussellville.com is the website there. Roger, we need to play. We got to play both match game and factor crap. And so we'll do it with John. We'll let John participate with us if we can throw that open out there and let's rock and roll with it. Either one you want to do, a match game or factor crap.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, we're going to also, too, here in a few minutes, we're going to call Little John, hopefully, and say happy birthday to him. Christian, I've sent you and Raj his number, so let's knock out this game first. What are we playing for, Christian? What is John going to help somebody win?
We got a four-pack to go see the arena football team in Hot Springs called the Arkansas
Four-pack of good boys. Love it.
Okay. Well, then, listen, John may throw that in there if somebody wants that. 661-1037 if you want to play. In honor, we've got the number for Little John. We'll see if he answers. Where is he at this morning?
He just texted me. He's in favor.
Okay, good. And he's 23.
Yeah.
Wow.
23.
Yeah, I know. Where's the time? I remember him with just a little bitty.
Little shit, not Little John.
That's okay.
Hey, I can say that because we have lived it.
He's
a good boy.
We won't get in trouble with that as much if it was an F-bomb.
No, so I'm not going to do that.
No. 661-1037, let me know if we get a contestant, Ron.
We do.
Okay, let's go ahead and get it.
We've got Aaron on the phone. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
All right, so John, this is the way this thing works, Aaron. And so I'm going to throw out a piece of information. And it's either fact or it's a piece of crap.
Oh, boy.
And so we're going to get your opinion and Roger's opinion and Christian's opinion. We'll ask Trey, too. And then the caller can either go with what you guys say or go with his own fact or crap. So he's got to get 2 out of 3 to win the 4-pack of Arena League tickets. Okay, you ready, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Don't blur it. Just let the guys give you their answer. The dance scene for the ending of Footloose was originally in slow motion, but test audiences felt so cheated that the studio paid $250,000 to reshoot that scene just 6 weeks before the movie opened. Roger, is that fact or crap?
I just went down a rabbit hole on all things 6 Degrees from Kevin Bacon and saw where that was indeed a fact.
So he thinks it's a fact. John, do you know if that's a fact or you think it's crap? What do you think that is? Because I could be lying. I could be making something up. Roger could be, too. What do you think?
I'm going to say fact.
Okay, Trey?
Fact.
Christian?
Did you say 250 million?
250,000 to reshoot
250,
that scene.
250,000. I'm going to go crap on it.
He's going crap. All right, Aaron, what are you going? Are you going to go with Roger, Trey, and John, or are you going to go with Christian? Fact or crap?
I'm going to go fact.
All right, the dance scene for the ending of Footloose was originally slow motion, but test audiences felt so cheated that the studio paid $250,000 to reshoot that scene just 6 weeks before the movie opened. Is a fact. You are correct. You are correct. I never knew that. Can you imagine how bad that would be if it was in slow motion?
Yes.
No wonder.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
It's
well, the thing is, I'm thinking the $250,000, everybody thinks it's a lot of money, but you got to pay the actors. You got to pay them to come back in. So
yeah, I guess
that's the only reason why I said fact.
Yeah,
you got to pay them.
That would have been a terrible idea. And that's why they screen tested it. Nobody liked it. All right. You only have one more to go to win the prize. Here we go.
Good luck, sir.
There are 42 buildings in Manhattan, in downtown Manhattan, New York, that have their own zip code. Fact or crap, John Daly? 42 buildings in Manhattan that have their own zip code.
I'm going to go crap.
All right, Roger Scott.
42 buildings that have their own zip codes.
Yes.
That is a fact, and it's based on the fact of air space. It's because of the height of it.
Okay.
That's crap.
Trey?
Roger's explanation was crap.
Yeah, Trey, fact or crap?
Crap.
Christian, what do you think?
I don't know if Roger's explanation is right, but I think it's a fact.
It's a fact. It's a movie Burlesque. They bought airspace. You can have that.
Aaron, what do you think? Is it fact or crap?
I'm leaning towards fact. Seems like I've heard buildings have their own zip code. I don't know if it's 42. But...
All right, here we go. There are 42 buildings in Manhattan that have their own zip code. Is... a fact. You are going to the Arena League. Good job.
Wow.
Good job.
I would never know.
Yes.
42. I think maybe 20.
How about that?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to us, Aaron.
Yes. Thanks to our Arkansas Municipal Equipment, Daniel and Vanessa Allison. When it comes to anything recycling, refuse, they can help you out. They can get it done. Call them today. And also, they have the great Highway 270 grill. So thanks to them. Congratulations, Aaron. We'll come back and play a little match game a little bit later. John Daly is here with us if you haven't figured that out. People are starting to see that you're here. They're like, what? What are you doing here? Tom Murphy just interviewed you. I forgot you came down for the Outback Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feed the team pizza or something?
Yeah, we were down here. Jimmy's right here, my Perky's Pizza, the John Daly Pizza. We fed him, and thank God Jimmy brought enough product. This boy's
It was a lot.
But we enjoyed it, getting to hang out with Pittman and seeing all the guys. It was awesome.
And I mentioned, too, by the way, that the pizza is going to be, the John Daly Pizza is going to be, hey, Alyssa, the John Daly Pizza is going to be at the new place. So listen, Lane from the SEC Network.
Yeah, yeah.
Downtown, at the new the piano bar, Roger, that that's going in. That's over in the River Market. That now it's going to be in North Little Rock, next to Simmons Bank Arena. Yeah. I see a sign for John Daly Pizza.
We were going to have it during the SEC basketball here, and something happened where I don't know. Jimmy didn't understand it, but I think the league had their own pizza or whatever. I can't remember. Yeah.
Wow. I just forgot you had you got pizza. We were talking about all the things that you have.
Yeah.
It's just.
Have? That would be a shorter list.
You got cigars.
Yes, John A. Cigars.
Roger, I bought like.
We got 50, the long game, the short game cigars. Yeah, we're out of New York.
Okay.
I bought like 50 lighters, John Daly lighters that I still have. I wanted to give away as prizes.
Where are
I need
they?
To get, they're at my house.
At his house.
I need to get that.
Merchandise.
I know. Anna's in charge
outside
of that.
Outside of Augusta, you can get it on johndaly.com or thedailyvibe.com.
Awesome. Yeah, there's so many things.
I don't know that there's something that he's not in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which is great. Hey, maximize your name and image for sure.
Well, it's fun.
22 states with the THC. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Raj, let's try calling Little John here and wishing him a birthday. Happy birthday, Chris, if you've got that number.
He's working on that as we speak.
Did you want some samples of the John Daly stuff? I can bring it.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah, let's do that. I actually said I bought some stuff to give away on the show.
We can give it away. We have some of the collection.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legal to give away.
Oh,
THC.
Oh, look at this.
Uh-huh. John.
Yeah. You're 22 states?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's this new product that only John has right now. It's amazing. Remember the Listerine strips that you would put in your mouth? They dissolved. These are the THC. They're 20 milligrams, and they dissolve right in the...
Oh, my
He made
word.
It a chocolate flavor, and they have a cherry flavor.
Wow.
And it fits in your wallet, and you just go and...
Anna, you keep up with all this.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a busy person.
Do you have a nickname? Like Anna the Greek?
Lion Tamer? I don't know what you're trying to... No, that's Sean's nickname. Don't repeat it.
Well... Some no. people call her Hurricane. I call her just Tornado.
Okay.
She never stops. She never stops.
I can.
And I come in like crazy.
I
don't stop.
We were working on some things, and I've been like, okay, now, you're going to have to back off a little bit.
Oh, I know.
It's okay. Hey, listen, you have a great
Raging
personality.
Raging guns.
That's okay. Let me know if you've got him
I
there,
I think we
Raj.
Have him here.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to John Daly II. Are you there, John?
Hello.
Hey, happy John. Birthday,
happy
buddy.
Birthday,
happy
son.
Birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Johnny.
Thank you.
23 years old, and we can't believe we remember seeing
you. It's my Jordan year, baby. Come on now.
Oh, it's a Jordan year. Okay.
Jordan year.
He wears the Nikes, man. He loves the Jordan
That makes sense. Yeah. We were saying, John, that we can't believe you're 23 because we would come up and do our shows, you know, with Tommy. Back in the day at the golf, your dad's golf tournaments, and you were just like 5 years old running around, and it's hard to believe that you're
wearing nothing but a hand towel.
Hey, looks like things are going well. Started your professional golf career.
We're trying. We're getting there. That's for sure.
What's up? What's up next? What's on the agenda for the rest of the summer as far as playing goes?
I'm playing in Boise Corn Ferry event, and then I think I'm going to Scotland for a DP event here in the next couple weeks, which would be pretty sick.
Yeah, your dad's super popular over there. What was that? Say that again.
I go. Besides that, just baking off exemptions right now. I gotta find some damn status.
What's the best part of your game, John, right now?
I'd probably say putting. Putting and my driver. My wedges are getting better, but I'm rolling the flat stick pretty good right now.
It's amazing how much he sounds like you. I guess everybody tells you that. So, yeah, and what's it like, John? Do you embrace, you like the you know, hey, there's the son of John Daly. Is you get tired of it, or is it, hey, you wear that as a badge of honor just because of your dad's greatness?
I mean, I just think it's how anyone else would view their, I guess, father or their dad. I mean, it doesn't really affect me. I've been used to it for a long time. And, no, I mean, I think it's fun. It's cool. And we have a blast with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. He and I were in school together, and I think his popularity is bigger now than it was when he was playing golf. He's endorsed every product that there's to mankind. There's nothing.
Well, and he's grown his beard, he's rebranded
himself. That's true. That look is definitely
Like Little John in Puerto Rico. You know, he led for six holes in that tournament.
Yeah.
Bay Hill was going on. The TV ratings were so high.
Yeah.
But Sydney, who was the old tournament director in Puerto Rico, said what a great job he did. He didn't miss one autograph, one picture. And
you raised him right for that. And John, you're sharp and smart to do that. Well, we just want to wish you happy birthday, man. Happy 23rd.
What's in the books? What's the plan for the birthday?
Well,
what's your plan?
I'm going down to see Uncle Jamie and China. They're gonna cook a little bit, and then I'm playing in Moses Moody's golf tournament tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. We're gonna be there on the show at number 13, Raj. Is that where
you need to come see them on the show?
Make sure and holler at us as you come by.
Oh, so,
that's gonna be cool. Yeah,
there's gonna be some cool people out there, so I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, they were making the point, John, was that Steph Curry's going to be playing, and Steph's a really good golfer, right?
Yeah,
he can hit it straight and hit it long.
It's
so.
This new league they're doing. I think.
Oh, yeah. There is? There's a new one?
Yeah, it's a new league that he started.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. All right, John, we'll look for you tomorrow at the golf tournament then. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
All right, love you.
Good.
Sounds like we just woke him up.
He sounds like you, man. That's crazy how much
he does.
Isn't that funny? He's going to be there tomorrow. Yeah, it makes sense that, I guess, would they have overlapped at all? I guess they wouldn't, would they?
Overlap, what do you mean?
In school.
Him and Moses?
Yeah. Because Mose had one, was one and done.
Maybe.
Four?
No, I don't think they would have.
This was his fourth or fifth year at U of A, Little John.
Because fifth. COVID
it was his
is
fifth. So it's his fifth. And so
they overlapped.
Yeah. Moody, you sure Moody wouldn't have been a
yeah maybe
a freshman?
Year.
They were a freshman together.
They might have been.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that, yeah. I mean, obviously that's a, he's
y'all got, are going to be on the 13th hole out there.
I think that's what
you don't
want to
be out there. That's where the wind just does not blow.
Okay.
It's going to be nasty.
Hot and humid.
Yeah. Well, you know, we did the show with you and Ken inside the clubhouse, but Daly, but Acree said no, we're going to bat on the we're going to be outside. So I said all right. I don't know how you get power out there. Hey, one other thought, too. I was looking at a Middleton Eaton Air text line. Oh, here's one. How cool. John and I share the same birthday. That's who's that from the 501-283? Happy birthday. Someone said, if Silverfield wants to make a splash, take J.D. with him to the big room and let him dismantle the podium.
Yeah,
what's going on with the whole podium dismantling talk?
Well, so yesterday, John Summerall, new coach at Florida, like an alarm on a phone started going off, and he said, if you were in my meeting, I'd kick you out of there. And he goes, I'm about to throw this podium right now. You know, so that's where
started,
that came about.
I got you. Yeah, Lane Kiffin.
That sound clip is back at the station, by the way.
Gotcha. Lane Kiffin getting ready to hop up on
he's
here.
He's on there now.
He's up there now. Let's just punch in real quick. Let's see. No.
He's supposed to be. I don't know why he's not there.
We walked in there a second on the big room. I was just showing John where Feinbaum's show is. And Coach Saban, saw him over there. I don't think Feinbaum's out there yet, but Coach Saban's out there. Somebody brought up a good point. We were talking about, John, the blue bloods that are having problems. Like Texas has been through, you know, some tough times. Florida has been through some tough times. And somebody put a message to us that said quite a few blue bloods that have been down recently, like Nebraska. Boy, Nebraska. I mean, remember Nebraska, Roger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were always a top 10 team, and they have been bad. Matter of fact, they've had like four or five coaches, it seems.
Well, were they in the Big 12?
Yes. Yes.
And now they're the Big 10?
No. You're right. They're in the Big 10 now.
But weren't they
in the Big 12?
12.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
the
Big 12, you know, wasn't as big as the Big 10 back then, and, you know. You had more games that you could win, and I'm not disrespecting teams, but seriously, when we joined the SEC,
I know
it was tough.
Yeah,
I mean it's a tough league. Big Ten's a tough league.
Nebraska's been down. Here's another one. You know, Florida State now has struggled. Yeah. You know, since Bobby Bowden retired, and so you know they're a program that's used to winning national championships, and I think they won three games a few years ago with.
Well, I think we haven't really mentioned this. You know. I think it hurts the SEC to play that extra game. So,
no question,
16,
it's another conference loss.
More
I know.
Games.
I know.
And it's going to hurt our chances.
Yeah,
I think when it comes down to the end of the year, that top 12 this year,
I've said that too.
It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a couple of our teams. I think. I think it's. I know it's the SEC and it's money and you know and it's.
But it really hurts you in the playoffs because it's another loss, conference loss, and it could not. I mean, you're eating your own. I mean,
We're going to expand to 24 at some point. Then it probably won't matter as much.
Yeah, which I don't like either. No.
I mean,
24 is too much. 24 is too much. Oh, but crap! But that's what is this the
We're
second year? 12?
Making the regular season meaningless.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. And then what's the basketball going to 74 now or 70?
76, right?
Are they 76? Yeah,
NCAA?
Yeah.
So is it really about the sport, or is it just?
It's
to
just
me,
about money.
It's about the money.
Money. Yeah. So the NCAA tournament, you'll have Dayton and Wichita.
Oh wow!
Will be the
two marquee destinations
of those, you know, first couple of games.
If you just joined the show, the voice you hear is John Daly hanging out with us. And we'll give credit, as you say, thanks to Honda of Russellville for this extended edition of John. John and Anna live right down the road at Clearwater, which is about 20 minutes from here. And, of course, we're in Tampa early in the day. With Bill Vickery early in the week, Trey. We're over in St. Petersburg, which is a beautiful area there. We'll be back in Little Rock. I'm probably going to miss my flight. I'm going to tell you right now, Roger, my flight's at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
No, I think you got it.
Yeah. We'll see. But anyway, great to have John hanging out with us and get to have lunch the other day. And I found out that John loves chilies. Both of them, you knew the manager came over, they got an order wrong. It was before the whole entire management came over to apologize because they got something wrong, and you guys knew exactly what needed to be done. Huh. Someone says here, Little John sounds like Big John about a million cigarettes ago. There you go.
2 million.
Let's see here. Someone says, how do we get John in the main room, ask a question when Coach is on the podium?
That would be great. That would be classic.
You should go in there now. Raise your hand and ask Kiffin a question.
That would be funny. Or let Kiffin see you. Someone says, Gruden and Cal together at U of A could be like Bear, Bryant, and Rupp at UK revisited. That would probably be about the truth. Somebody said Ronnie Cox was in RoboCop. I don't remember that.
He was, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember.
Yeah, I do. I do not remember that as well. What time is Silverfield on stage? We said 9:30 Central, Trey.
Yep.
We'll do a little bit of that. Someone says, Basket, you could get Little John for the Touchdown Club. Well, really, we do football. But, you know, you guys have been. You guys came to Gruden. Have you been to another one? Was that it?
Maybe back in the day, I think I've been to one when it was it was a lot smaller. You built this thing up big.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of great people, a lot of great sponsors, and boy, bringing in Gruden was great. You're the one who helped make that connection.
Showed it.
Roger got announced that I did lose one yesterday. I lost a well that I was hoping I would get.
You did lose?
I did lose one, and so I've been waiting for about 4 weeks on the answer. Did not get it, and we can probably get him next year. But
well, that's the one thing that you keep saying. Is that you just give me the answer, yes or no? Now.
That's right. Yeah,
that's the only thing that bothers you about it. If anything bothers you, is just listen. You're a big boy. Just give me the answer.
That's right. Which is okay. Well, listen, we'll give him a run next year.
Of course, of course.
Somebody's listening who helped with that. We'll try it again next year. Somebody says we'll take a break after this. I'm almost 50, so I remember the hatred for Texas, but I would still rather beat LSU because of the dislike I have for both LSU and Kiffin. You know, Kiffin is listen. There are people that after this thing with Ole Miss do not like Lane Kiffin, but he's also I think he embraces he's the bad guy. He doesn't mind being the, you know, because that's not who he is. But to fans now, especially Ole Miss fans, he is the enemy.
Well, his self-deprecating humor, everything that he does.
No disrespect to Ole Miss. Yeah. What a year they had.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When's Ole Miss ever won a national championship in football?
It's been a long time. Yeah. But, you know, he was getting close.
But LSU is expected to.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, yeah, the expectations are even higher.
We're very high at LSU. Which, they've won it so many times.
Yeah, what's crazy is that, you know, everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin and LSU this year. They're right. They're picked like fifth. As good as LSU is going to be this year, you got five other schools, you know, Texas, Georgia, A&M. Who am I leaving out?
There's, I don't know. Yeah. Alabama.
Alabama's in there. Alabama's always pretty good. We'll take a break there, Raj, and come back, and we'll visit with Melinda Mayo, who's now retired from Channel 7. I don't know if you know that, John. But she's on a notice, I had 18 pictures of
18. Try doing this song in slow-mo.
I know. It makes no sense. It made no sense. All right. Do not go away. We'll be back in just a minute. It's 8:30.
Zone's Week on the Road continues today when Justin Akre stops at 10901 Rodney Parham Road for the grand opening of UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine next to the UAMS Health Urology Center. Today at 10, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday at SEC Media Days, Ron Silverfield, Sutton Smith, Quincy Rhodes, and Caden Kittler arrived and did a few minutes of media before they take the stage today. Among the things new head coach Ron Silverfield spoke about was the lack of success at Arkansas over the years.
Last year has absolutely zero to do with what we're doing moving forward. I understand, like I said, we limited retention from staff all together and players, but ultimately those players that chose to come back, I think, are the ones that are going to help us make a difference moving forward.
For more from Coach Silverfield, stay tuned to The Buzz. He's scheduled to speak at 9:30. Coverage from Tampa is thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today, we get to enjoy lower humidity and a little bit cooler high temperature. Just a high of 90 today. Normal high is 92. It'll be mostly sunny, so a pretty pleasant day. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 73. Tomorrow, it becomes mostly cloudy, a little more humid with a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is a camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I want you to listen to me.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, it is 8:33. We just went in the big room with John, and I was going to see if we could connect with Kiffin. And John saw Nick Saban. So John just walks over there and grabs Saban by the arm. I think they were all like, and Dorian Oakham was like, whoa, look at that, it's John Daly. I think it was Gene Chizik that was up there on one side, and Dory. I don't know who that was next to Saban. I couldn't see that. But anyway, hopefully we'll get another chance for John to see Kiffin, because he may be by here, Trey Rod. He may – will he be by here just in the
He probably not before we're done today with Morning Mayhem, but he will make his way to
Yeah, we'll make sure to make the connection with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Let's bring in Linda Mayo if we can there, Roger Dodge.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, David, Trey, and Big John. I mean, how cool is this?
What's up, baby?
Have you ever had a chance to meet in person, Melinda, with John?
You know what? I think backstage at Celebrity Karaoke, you hear that he sang Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Oh, my gosh, did you? I forgot. Roger, do you remember that?
I do not.
Is that right, Melinda? We don't even remember that you did this at one of our Christmas karaoke deals. Is that right? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Ask the big guy if that was the case.
I think it is.
You've sung that song so many times in so many different places. That's your go-to.
Got a few others now.
Yeah. Melinda, we're here
I have something in common with Big John. We share the same birthday. April 28th is his birthday, and that's mine as well. Yeah. I think his parties are a little bit bigger than mine. So.
That's odd.
I just actually finished my last party for my birthday. Yeah, so it lasts 3-4 months. Yeah.
we are down here in Tampa, Melinda, so it's I think it may be hotter in Arkansas than it is down here.
Yeah,
I think it is. We're getting into that rough time, you know, of Arkansas summer here. So we finally hit the triple digits Monday and Tuesday of this week. We hit 100 on Monday, back-to-back triple-digit days on Tuesday, and it's the first time we've done that since last August. So we're getting into those tough days. It, you know, it's really dangerous heat if you're going to be outside. And unfortunately, I think we're going back to that early next week. So today, not too bad. We're going to see a high today about 90 degrees, which we're thankful for that here in Arkansas. And then it starts to heat back up 94 Friday, 96 Saturday. And I think Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week, we're back up in triple digits, maybe for 2 or 3 days. So everybody just be careful. Not much rain. Best rain chance all week is like a 10 to 20% chance.
Well, I'll tell you down here, it reminds me growing up, John, the humidity, you know, it's, I always tell people, man, you know, people think it gets humid in Arkansas. You get in here when you got all the water around you, especially you go inland, you know, it's just,
It's humid here, but nothing like Arkansas.
Yeah, I think it's
not right now.
I think it's worse here to me. But
it's worse than Arkansas.
Don't you think?
I've been here long enough to know the water. It's amazing you get close to the beach, how cooler it is.
Well, it's much nicer out, but you go inland where
you
it gets
go
hot.
Inland,
that's right.
And,
that's
yeah,
right.
You go in the middle of the state, it's going to be like
right.
Arkansas.
That's right. That's
yeah, right.
Now. Now, Bertha, have we, is it Tropical Storm Bertha officially? It's done. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, it's been a slow hurricane season, which has been nice, I think, for Tampa, you know, areas along the Gulf Coast. Has been really slow, and we're only now getting to our B. So we had Arthur in June. That was our A storm. Now we've had our B, Bertha storm this week. It made landfall in Louisiana. I believe it was Wednesday afternoon. Back out in the Gulf now, and it's actually headed towards Texas. So not terribly strong, 45-mile-per-hour winds when it made landfall, but it has caused a lot of flooding. So it hit St. Bernard Parish, which is about 40 miles east of New Orleans. You know, that area is always going to flood. So we had some flooding because of the rain and the storm surge, more than wind damage. And probably that's the same thing we'll see in Texas this afternoon near Galveston. I think is where we're probably going to see that one come in. So, yeah, we're only up to our B's. You know, we had to play Bertha Butt Boogie for Bertha at the beginning of the season. And we just now got that storm formed.
Well, the other, we were talking about John Daly endorsing so many things, so many items with his image on her name. Now I understand Melinda Mayo is going to have a new, I don't know if it would be a hobby, but you're going to be teaching line dancing at the VFW, huh? Whoa.
How the hell has Mayo's mayonnaise not gotten out there?
I know, Mayo's mayonnaise.
That is the best mayonnaise in the world.
Yeah, there you go.
So good.
That's already covered for Melinda. You're a dance instructor now.
Yeah, so I think Duke has the mayonnaise Clarksburg is, you know, wrapped up, but they do have a bowl game, the Duke Mayo Bowl, and I keep saying, let me be the meteorologist for the Duke Mayo Bowl.
Let's do that.
But yeah, so you guys can come. You've been saying you want to learn these line dances, and it's just been a big thing on social media. People still come up to me and Ryan Houston, my co-anchor, saying, hey, when are y'all going to dance again? So we're going to do line dance classes at the VFW, which you guys have been to. We did our show there, and we're going to help out the veterans as well. Anything you buy to eat or drink during these Sunday afternoons, of course, goes to help the VFW. But Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, beginning in August, we're going to have a lot of senior citizens there. So we're going to start very slowly, do the easiest line dances, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we're also joined by Bill Vickery. I was going to say, Melinda is now teaching line dancing at the VFW. So watch out for that.
Wow.
But I would say,
I bet there's full attendance. I bet that there are veterans that served in the Civil War that are coming out of the woodwork to be there.
You know who else is a great dancer, John? And I'm going to give you a hint. You just said hello to him a few seconds ago. Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Nick Saban, have you ever seen him? There's video of him when he would go in there with these recruits' moms and he'd do the line dance. Roger, have you seen that? Have you seen the video of him doing that?
I have not.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Duke can dance. He's got some rhythm. Wow. So there you go.
You know, Dad, I've been moving around up and down Digital Row, and it's funny with John here because there's a buzz. no pun intended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have people in the back trying to take his photo. You know, is that John? Is that John Daly?
Yeah,
is that John Daly? And I heard one person in the big media room say, "I think that's an impersonator." I'm not kidding.
Well, it's funny is that again, one of the things we've talked about, John, is that usually when I come here, there'll be times when these different radio stations say, "Hey, man, why don't you hop on tomorrow with us at 9 o'clock to talk about Razorback football?" Well, we have been so irrelevant and been so bad. Nobody, hey, Bass, have a good week. Not interested. Nobody wanted. Mm-hmm. But it's funny now. It's amazing. All these, since you've got here today, Roger, you've got different girls coming up to the table doing pictures. The only reason they come over here is because you're here. That's what it is. You probably do a gazillion pictures a year, don't you?
A few.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So how's is the beard? Are you getting tired of the beard at all?
Nah, I love it.
Stuff gets in your beard, get food and stuff
in
your beard?
That's what's great about it.
You did?
That's right. It keeps me from getting it on the floor, on my shirt. Yeah, you can always go in the sink and wash this out. You get a stain on your shirt.
I know.
You know, sauce from a
restaurant. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
The worst when you get
I eat in bed. I eat in bed, John. They make fun of me. I was like, hey, I'm single. I can do what I want to do.
That's right.
Bill, I was telling us about our Cuban meal yesterday at lunch.
Yeah, good time.
I
went over to Columbia and had a Cuban sandwich and salad.
His longtime girlfriend knows exactly where the restaurant is.
Yeah. Little John and Chris would love that place.
Anna asked, did we get the salad, the 1805 salad, and the Cuban.
Cuban sandwich, yeah.
And we went down and smoked a few cigars.
Smoked a cigar. Yeah, it was nice to see David.
They wrapped it. We saw two Cubans wrapping the cigars.
He felt like Fidel Castro yesterday. John, I'm telling you. At one point, I think he was trying to take
a cigar with his straight tequila.
Oh, my gosh. The man had, they brought him a shot of tequila. But it was like a cocktail of straight tequila.
Yeah.
And he had three, And then he got another one. Well, one here. Maybe we'll go for the road here.
I'm surprised he got
amazing
back.
Sitting here, the changes. Like Tommy.
I know.
Tommy was the only one that was sober.
I know.
Me and you're drinking. I know.
Justin Moore just got back from rehab. Rogers.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Basil made it back to the hotel, Bill, after being with you all
afternoon. I did.
Listen, it was pretty G-rated yesterday.
I keep my commitments, man. I got to be there.
Man's a gamer. Man's going to show up.
Yeah.
He's going to give you 9 innings, 4 good at-bats.
Melinda, thank your fine sponsor before we let you go.
Will do. I was just going to say, you guys have been looking at those boats out your window all week long. Finally, you brought somebody on who could actually go, yeah, I'll take that one. You know, John needs to pick out his boat this week.
Yes.
So thank you to Sanders Graham. I tell you what, his heat, my grass says no problem because it's got everything it needs to grow. And same as Arkansas Heat. So Sanders Ground Essentials will take care of you. And with no rain coming, they can advise you on whether water, how to water, to be sure that your grass stays good the rest of the summer. The number is 501-315-9395, and there's sandersground.com online. My thanks to them for their support.
Thanks, Melinda. When we come back, we'll talk about National Football Foundation Hall of Fame, College Hall of Fame. They've announced their new class. Got a few from the SEC, nobody from Arkansas. A few coaches you probably would recognize, a couple players. We'll talk when we come back. Bill Bickery hanging out with us. John Daly, special co-host today.
Hey.
You do a radio show every day for 4 hours? No. You got more important things to do.
Well, I'd say as long as I got, like, I only got 2 minutes, not even like 5 second walk to smoke. Yeah, I could do it if I could smoke.
He's got an exit point, Roger, to find the smoke break. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. All right, Roger's taking us to break with a little T-R-O-U-B-L-E. So that's what we are here. Don't go away.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skids. Mama had a time to raise 9 kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But mama never told me about nothing like a wild view. And your mama must have been another good looking honey too.
FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same, the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
This is Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. Since 1938, we've handled many different types of auctions. We sold bulldozers, excavators, farm tractors, farms, locomotives, fully custom rail cars, vehicles, Harley-Davidsons, cows, lake houses, hunting properties, pickups, heavy trucks, big trailers, plus hundreds of other random things. Honestly, if it's for sale, we probably sold it. Our knowledge and experience is priceless, much like your hard-earned assets. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations that you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square foot. Don't have land? No problem. Hawks can help you finance the land and all the improvements all in one package. Located in Conway at the Dave Ward exit in Bryant on I-30. Visit our homes online at hawkshomes.net.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Hey, listen, we do have a winner.
Okay, who's the winner?
Raise your back tickets. We need Ballskin guy to call back.
So he can call us back. So today or tomorrow, the guy who said ball, not nutsack.
We know
ball
who you skin, are, so call in.
Ballskin guy. Call us back today or tomorrow.
And here's the deal.
Josh, let's just think about what you just said. Did you ever dream when you wanted to get into this that that's what you would be saying? Not nutsack guy, Ballskin guy. One of the all-time classic lines. Roger, how is the second monitor today, day two, right?
Let me tell you what it's like, Baz. It's like, it's heaven. It's just heaven. It's fantastic. Hey, shout out to our buddy Stephen Qualls. Had somebody want to know how to get a hold of our gear. That's designlabLRA at gmail.com. DesignlabLRA at gmail.com. .com. Want to say thank you to Steve. Steve mailed me a shirt to give to Robert James Hawk, since Hawk didn't have one, and I dropped it off to RJ the other day. First of the week, I think it was, but thanks a lot
very
to Steve.
Nice.
I'll see Steve and his usual group of winners, lovely ladies and gentlemen with a Hey Siri group tonight at Mainline Sports Bar. We do trivia, Baz.
Yes, it is trivia night. Listen, I've lost track of what day it is.
Yeah, I know you have.
I'm ready to get back. Yeah, we should have mentioned that earlier. Yeah, Roger's back in Hot Springs tonight.
It's all 1990s, too. It's all 1990s.
I like it.
How's
I like
movie
it.
Review going to work this week?
Yeah, that's a great question. We got to watch something tonight, don't we? Hey, a couple things on our Middleton Air text line. Someone said, hey, John Daly was just on the SEC now, and Saban was saying after he walked away, man, I wish I could hit it like him. So that's what Coach said about you. Somebody said, did Baz just say he was single? Did Jessica finally wise up and leave? No, I'm following the John and Anna method. That's right. That you guys have been together for 20 years.
20
years, and you're not married.
He never forgets the anniversary date. He never forgets.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's crazy.
That's good.
Every detail.
Yeah, I just said I was single. I didn't mean Jessica and I've seen each other for 10 years now.
You're just separated. You're in Tampa, and she's in Little Rock.
That's right. If we got married, we'd get divorced. That's the deal. If we got married, we'd get divorced.
Well, unfortunately for me and you, it's a license to hate somebody. that's the bottom line.
That's it. Let's see here. Someone says thanks so much. Oh, another happy birthday. 61 years old. Let's see here. Another. It's amazing how many people are having birthdays. Somebody says it's hole 8 9, Trey. Where we'll be tomorrow at the Maumelle Country Club.
Okay, so that's after the par 3 over the water before the par 4 that comes back to the clubhouse.
On 3, that's, ready, break.
That's not bad. John knows. He's Maumelle Classic champion.
Somebody says here, I volunteer every year at Simmons Bank Championship. Jocko played and sang at the volunteer party last year, and it would be awesome to get Big John there to sing a few songs with him, unless he's playing. By the way, too, we need to mention Jocko. He lost his bandmate, and then he lost his dad.
Chuck is drummer, and now his dad.
Within a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so of course you've helped get Jocko plenty of cool opportunities, and He works hard too, man. He grinds. Yeah, he's a grinder, and
I think he's amazing how he can play every night.
Yeah, I know,
and never lose his voice.
I know,
It mind boggles me. Most entertainers.
You came up with a nickname for him, right? The Human Jukebox.
The Human Jukebox. Yeah,
because he remembers 3,000 songs.
Can play and sing 3,000 songs.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. Roger and I both got a few lessons.
Yeah.
I actually bought more guitars than I had lessons under him. I had the first lesson. I said, I want to go buy a guitar. So I have my second lesson. I want to go buy another guitar. Like it was going to help me play better. So after two lessons and three guitars that are hanging on my wall, that was enough. I tapped out, John. And you're still performing, right? What was your latest album?
It's Good Boy's coming out hopefully in August, middle of August. We released the single Good Boy, which has done pretty good. And then me and Michael Ray, No Love Left Behind, is a really good song that a couple of my buddies wrote. And,
Roger, we need to be playing. We need to play some of John's stuff.
You're damn right, we do.
You got Willie Nelson. You got that combo.
That was about 4 years ago.
That's a good song.
I just sent it to Willie, and we've been good friends. And I've sent him two songs in my life that I would think that he would just, like, look at, but not really. I like to see what he thinks, because you know, Willie's always told me, we're not singers, J.D., we're storytellers.
Yeah.
And Willie's one of the best ever. And he sent this song back, Whiskey and Water. It's on the Whiskey and Water album about three or four years ago.
It's a good song. It's a fun song.
He goes,
song.
It is the best song he has ever heard in his life.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that, Johnny?
The way.
In your first album, I thought it had some great songs on it.
Oh, well, Hit It Hard.
Hit It Hard is...
I'm coming to Jamie Johnson's tournament, and yeah. I didn't know anything about it. Hey, man, they're hugging me going, you just got in the top. You're seventh. You're Hit It Hard's on seventh. I'm going, what's that mean? I just love doing it. You know, it keeps my sanity.
You bet. Here's a message from our listener. It says, ask John and Anna if they still have the bridge. And how is Manny?
Yes.
So, who's Manny? Is Manny the manager?
Manny's
the manager?
On his brother.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, I got you.
He runs the bridge bar. That was on Bar Rescue with John Tucker.
John talked about that. Yeah, Roger, if I would have realized that, I didn't know that until we had lunch the other day, that I would have made plans to get there. Well, next time we come
we
back.
We just got the top five karaoke bar in the Bay Area.
Wow, very nice.
It's doing really well.
Don't you love that noise, honey?
Oh, it drives.
Do you want to know the bell story for John Daly for all those listening?
Yeah, what's it?
All his surgeries.
Oh, my God.
We would do them in Little Rock or in the area. And we'd
Dr.
stay.
Moore is the best.
Dr. Moore, shout out. Yeah. And we would be at the house. Well, my girlfriend said, there's one gift I'm going to send you to John. And she sent him a bell. She goes, every time he needs something, he could just ring the bell. He was ringing it like this. Need a Diet Coke! I need a Diet Coke! And the kids were like fighting at this point because they're like, no, Dad, it's your turn.
Oh,
and they would
God.
Scream, Chris and Little John, it's your turn.
That is so funny.
So every time we see
the bell,
we're traumatized, all of us.
Their bell broke.
That and the chocolate milk early at the 5:30
early in the morning. Stirring the chocolate
milk. Knife into the,
He would take a knife into a glass. And so, like the clinging when a wedding.
One of a kind. That's
he would stir his chocolate milk, and now we're scarred.
That and a cigarette starts my day, babe.
Let's take a break, and then we're going to see if we can find Five Bombs. Say hello to him. We'll be back in just a minute. Roger's holding down the fort with Christian back in Little Rock. I'll be back tonight. We'll be on the golf course tomorrow, Raj.
Be glad to have you back, Bob.
Be glad to get back. Don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion.